The Western Cape Blood Service sending and advising their donors through a newsletter proposed changes to the rules for some of those donors. To detail some of that, we're joined on the line by the medical specialist for the Western Cape Blood Service, Dr. Caroline Hilton. Dr. Hilton, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Africa. It's nice to be on your show.
What are some of those changes to the rules for some donors that you detailed in the newsletter?
Well, we have several that we would like to implement in the next few months, so not immediately. But what we're going to do is reduce a lot of our what we call high-risk deferral criteria from 6 months to 3 months. So those criteria involve people who have started new sexual relationships, the people who have had tattoos, ear piercings, just to mention a few of those. And so we're currently, you would be deferred for 3 months, sorry, excuse me, 6 months. You will in future be deferred for 3 months. And that is due to more confidence in the testing that we do for the infectious diseases that we do test for, and also to align ourselves with the blood service in the rest of South Africa, which is the South African National Blood Service and other international blood services.
And what has that, I suppose, increase in confidence accountable to? Do you have improved systems that you are using, or do you have enough data from however long you've been using the system to now confidently be able to make an accurate reading at a shorter period of time?
Yes, exactly. It's actually both of those. So the blood services use technology called nucleic acid testing that was implemented in 2005. And that is to test for HIV, hepatitis B, and hepatitis C. And this type of testing reduces what's called the window period quite significantly compared to other testing mechanisms using laboratories. So we've been using that since 2005. The South African National Blood Service has done a lot of research to show that the nucleic acid testing is accurate and that we can have confidence that the blood that we are collecting is as safe as possible. So, yeah.
You also advise that donors using any form of cannabis previously had to wait 3 days. Now they'll be able to donate blood after 24 hours. Why the reduction in the waiting period?
Okay, so that also related to comparison to other international blood services and their policies. And we also acknowledged that there's definitely an increased use in the cannabis oils. So we wanted to make sure that we didn't lose a large number of donors who are using the cannabis oils, while at the same time just ensuring that the blood we collect is safe. So many of the international blood services have no deferral period for cannabis use, even provided that you're not intoxicated or high at the time of donation. So we wanted to sort of meet in the middle with regard to that deferral criteria.
A medical question, Caroline. What difference does, I suppose, consuming either cannabis oils or even smoking weed do to the chemical makeup of your blood, if you know what I mean? Because with the other high-risk incidents we talked about earlier, piercings, tattoos, starting in new relationships, there are obviously obvious reasons why we have to wait and have a deferral period before we start using your blood in the system. But what impact does smoking or being high have on your blood structure?
So to be honest, Africa, we're not entirely sure what the difference is. And the situation with the cannabis industry is that it's not, well, from our point of view, I stand to be corrected, it's not very regulated. So we don't know what ratios of the CBD and the THC contents are in the various oils and et cetera. So we're not actually sure what the difference is between smoking or ingesting cannabis. But so we just regard all cannabis users together and we'll defer them for 24 hours in future. So just to reiterate, this isn't happening now. It'll probably happen. We'll inform the donors and the general public when the deferral criteria will change, because we'll have to get our questionnaire changed and make some and train our staff and do some other changes.
And I suppose the silver lining in all of this and the benefit, and I imagine a driving force behind the decision, is that you are then encouraging more people to come forward and donate blood, because that is still a challenge for any blood service, right?
Absolutely. So that is our main issue that we grapple with, collecting enough blood versus collecting safe blood. So we could encourage absolutely everybody to donate, but the safety of our blood could be compromised. So, yes, that's exactly it. So we monitor the other international blood services very carefully to see what they're doing so that we can align with them, because people do get quite frustrated when they are turned away to donate blood when they've plucked up the courage to do so. So we're very aware of that, but our priority is collecting safe blood for the Western Cape population.
And we cannot stress that enough, Caroline, because we've been lucky with our blood services. I can't certainly remember any incidents in the recent future where someone sitting on an operating table relying on blood that has been provided by either your service or the South African National Blood Service, then going on to acquire ailments and disease and all of that as a result of that, because of the incredible amount of care and caution and procedure, obviously, you apply to testing of those bloods.
Yes, absolutely. We really put a lot of effort into that. And so, that, as I said, it does get met with frustration sometimes by the public when they're turned away. But just to reassure them and the people receiving the blood that it really, we do our utmost at best to make sure it's as safe as possible.
All right. As you say, those changes are going to be phased in over the next month or two, I would imagine, right?
Yes. So we're aiming for April or later. It'll just depend on when we get our questionnaire sorted and adjusted and the training of the staff. So we'll definitely communicate that clearly to everybody.
Thank you very much and good luck with that. Dr. Caroline Hilton, medical specialist with the Western Cape Blood Service, sharing information with their donors regarding some of the changes to the rules for blood donation. You don't have to wait now 3 days after you've consumed CBD oils or smoked some weed. You can do so after 24 hours. That deferral time has now been reduced for time of use. But also secondly, if you a person who's just enjoyed a tattoo, piercings, or just started a new sexual relationship, your waiting period is now been reduced from 6 months to 3 months because of the confidence levels that the blood service now has on the test, obviously, that they apply.